Welcome back to another edition of This Week on Channel 9. Brian is out this week. Feel better, Brian. And I'm your host, Christina Warren. Happy New Year to all Niners. Let's get into it. Now, first up is the security story that has been rocking the tech and IT world. Yes, I'm talking about the Spectre and Meltdown exploits. Now, we don't have enough time to actually explain everything about Meltdown and Spectre, but the basic gist is that these hardware bugs could allow malicious programs to access data and information that they aren't supposed to. Meltdown and Spectre work on PCs, mobile devices, and servers in the cloud. No operating system is exempt. Obviously, all of this sounds super scary, and to be clear, the implications are huge, but don't freak out just yet. The good news is that these exploits are already being patched. Windows 10 users got an update on Wednesday, January 3rd to mitigate against many of these issues, and Windows 7 and Windows 8 users will get patches on Tuesday. The Linux kernel has also been updated. Now, if you're an Azure customer, most of the Azure infrastructure was already updated before the bugs were disclosed, and remaining VMs were automatically rebooted to patch the issues this week. So stay tuned for more information about this, because I'm sure this story will continue. The Internet Explorer and Edge browsers have also been updated to prevent these bugs from reading browser memory through side channel attacks. The Chrome and Firefox teams have also updated their browsers. So the good news is, patches are arriving and being rolled out across all major platforms, and clouds like Azure have been updated. This story is going to continue. We will have more information as we learn more. In happier Azure news, the Azure team has just introduced the REST API for Azure Analysis Services. Say that three times fast. Using any programming language that supports REST calls, you can now perform asynchronous data refresh operations. This includes synchronization of read-only replicas for query scale-out. Another new Azure feature, and this one was actually announced at the end of 2017, is that Apache Kafka for Azure HD Insights has reached general availability. Now, this feature was released in a preview last year, but since then, large companies like Toyota, Adobe, and GE have been using this service in production to process over a million events per second and to power scenarios for connected cars, fraud detection, clickstream analytics, and log analysis. Check out the announcement for more details. If you're looking for a primer of what data science actually is, check out the latest episode of The AI Show, where Paige and Lo give a great rundown. And finally, our last story is from Matt Warren, and I don't think we're related, who wrote about .NET open source 3 years later. The blog post is a really great look at some of the big movements that have happened in .NET in the open source world, as well as there are some sparkling graphs that show the amount of community interaction on major .NET projects when it comes to issues and pull requests. Well, that does it all for us, and we will see you next week on This Week in Channel 9.